Joel Casey here, along with Jocelyn Inlay. Thanks for being with us as part of the Saturday Light Brigade this morning. Joel and Jocelyn are going to be talking about a trip to Harrisburg they made this past week, along with hundreds of other passionate students and adults, about after-school programming and the importance of out-of-school time at schools throughout the state. They went to Harrisburg to meet representatives and to advocate for those activities, and you'll meet them in just a moment.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's PAIR.com.
So Joel and Jocelyn have their selfie du jour taken. I saw that. And we'll put a picture of them up on our website in just a moment. Let me welcome you both. Jocelyn, tell me about what you're doing at APOST these days.
All right. Thanks for having us, Larry. So right now I'm working at APOST, or Allegheny Partners for Out of School Time, as their special events associate. And so my role in this was that I worked out all the logistics for the day in action.
Now, just to talk about After School Advocacy Day, from your perspective, can you give us some quick statistics on how many youth from this region and Commonwealth-wide took part? Just sort of an overview.
Okay. All right. So this year we had a really big group. We had 149 students registered to go and join us in Harrisburg. So that was 17 organizations, and I planned about 20 activities in total, and 14 of those were meetings with elected officials.
Wow.
Yeah, and so it was three coach buses full of us all going to Harrisburg. It was a really fun day, and the kids met with elected officials to talk about the importance of after-school programming, and they also got to do various activities, such as some went on a tour, some got to sit in session and see how that goes. And we also had a rally for after-school programming where we had speakers come and talk about the importance of after-school programming.
Did kids come from other parts of the state as well?
Yeah, so overall there was about 200 people there. But as I said, APOST took 149 of those people. So we were the biggest group, and we were all in our matching shirts to show that Pittsburgh is here and we really care about after-school.
John Binley and Chad Green of our staff were there too, and we love this event and love working with APOST. Also here with us is Joel Casey. Hey, Joel, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
And you're at Alderdice?
Yeah.
Finishing up your sophomore year and are 16. Have you been to Harrisburg before this trip?
No, I haven't. The only other place I went to was D.C.,
I'm curious what you thought about it once you got there. Did you have any impressions of the city itself?
Right when I got to the city, I looked around and I was like, huh, this looks sort of like Pittsburgh, I suppose.
Yeah, we forget that there's, you know, a city in the middle of the state in Harrisburg. What got you interested in going on this trip?
The organization that I work with, which is Neighborhood Learning Alliance, they talked about that we are going to be talking to people who deal with the after-school program. And we work for an after-school program. And I learned about, like, I believe it was the funding that we got was, like, going low. So we decided to go and see if we could do anything about it.
Yeah, after-school funding always seems to be imperiled, and a lot of it comes from the federal Department of Education, and then it makes it to the state, and then it makes us to organizations. Tell me about what you do with NLA.
So we're an organization that helps, and we, like, mentor kids after school, like kids who need more help, or like, for example, me, I work with kids who are like usually new in this country. So they need help with their English sometimes, or they're like a little bit slower in their studies. So we as Reading Warriors come and partner with them.
I was wondering if this is the Reading Warrior program. I know Steve McIsaac from Neighborhood Learning Alliance, and I remember when that program was designed and how strong it is. So how many days do you spend as part of that program?
Almost every day, except for the weekends.
So you finish up school at Alderdice, probably 2:30 or so? I'm not sure when.
Around 3.
And then what do you do next? I'm just curious about your mentoring activities, because we'll talk about Harrisburg too, but these mentoring activities you're doing are quite a commitment and something you should be really proud of.
Yeah, we usually I get off of school around 3 and spend 2 hours a day with the kids at the school that I work with at. And we usually do a lot of reading activities. First, we help them with their homework, but then comprehension activities or math, anything that helps these children.
What got you interested in doing this?
Being a kid who didn't really have much help with my homework when I was in elementary, I decided because usually all the homework I did was on my own, and I would have trouble with it sometimes, but seeing that there was kids that I could help with their anything that they needed help on that they didn't have help with, or any resources that they could have, and the thought of me being able to step in that position, I was just instant obvious choice.
That's incredible. It sounds how old are the kids that you mentor?
We do K through 5 only, so around oldest being 10, youngest being 5, yeah.
And are they at Minidale, or are they coming to Alderdice?
No, I go to their school.
Okay, and what school is theirs?
Well, the one I go to is Arsenal, but the Reading Warriors, we branch to many schools.
Okay, so off you go to Arsenal, and these kids, especially if you've been working with them for the whole school year, must be really excited to see you every day, I would think.
Yeah, I went to Arsenal, so most of the kids I already know due to friends of mine, these are their younger siblings.
Oh, that's awesome. And it sounds like, in addition to their homework, you might be able to just sort of coach them about life itself?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm usually helping with problems.
What, without reviewing any specific people, can you sort of indicate what some of the things that come up are?
One, especially being the, children, getting mad. That's, a lighter one. Children feeling like it's unfair whenever something doesn't go their way. And I understand that because it still happens to me. I feel like it happens to a lot of people still. But I feel like I have a better control of it. So I sit down one-on-one with the kids whenever, there's this one kid, but, he's a little, he has anger issues. And, I calm him down and talk to him about it. Not too much anymore since he's been working on it ever since.
That's incredible that you're able to do that, especially from personal experience. And he, perhaps in 5 years or so, if not sooner, will be able to help somebody else do that too. Before I forget, is there anybody you'd like to acknowledge or give a shout out to while we're talking?
Mr. Steve Wan, the leader of the organization,
yeah.
And Ms. Smallwood. The person who introduced me to this and most of the things in the organization.
Is Ms. Smallwood's first name Deb?
Yeah, Deb.
I know Deb well, and she's
wonderful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Whenever she has something to propose, she never gets any no's. she's
very passionate.
Yeah, very much so. So, to go to Harrisburg, this wasn't a simple thing. Do you want to describe the day, how it began, and sort of just what it took to actually get there?
You want to go, or
I'll let you both talk about it.
Okay.
Well, so on my end, I mean, there was a lot of getting ready, but on the actual day of, we all met to get on the buses at about 5 o'clock in the morning.
5 o'clock.
Yeah, it was an early wake up.
And this was just this past Wednesday. You're probably still recovering from that.
Oh yeah.
It was a long day. Yeah.
My side, I woke up. I actually woke up at 4 because the person who was picking me up, we had to be there at 5, so I was like, okay.
When you went to sleep, were you like, did you set like 3 alarms or?
Oh, I set like 5. getting there was not that bad. I wish I would have known to bring a blanket or a pillow, because the bus ride, not comfy without it.
And probably everybody slept, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's really quiet. We take everyone to get breakfast, and we get their order while we're on the bus. And I always feel so bad when we have to turn the lights on the bus to, like, count people's hands for, like, who wants what sandwich. Yeah.
Yeah, not to stereotype, but most teens are not necessarily eager to get up that early in the morning.
No.
So you get there, and you have breakfast, and then once you get to Harrisburg, what did you do yourself?
Getting into Harrisburg, stepping off the bus, the first building, I was just like getting as many like sights as I can. And I saw a lot of things that looked familiar and things that were different.
Did you get to talk to a member of government?
I did. It was, I believe, yeah, he's an American legislator. It was Edward Gainey.
Oh, Ed Gainey's a wonderful person.
Yeah.
You did not need to convince him of anything regarding youth and education, I'm sure.
No, he was. We actually went to him first to see if we could get anything out of him to help us with the next person we were supposed to meet. I forget who it was, but it was a woman who wasn't there, so we talked to her. It was one of the partners she was with, and she wrote down stuff. But Edward Gainey basically summed up like what he felt about after school in a very powerful way.
Yeah. I heard it was a really heartfelt conversation, especially after everything that happened last weekend. It was a conversation a lot of the kids needed to have.
Oh, yeah.
Again.
No, it was some tears shed.
Yeah.
Very much. And we're talking about the trial that took place last weekend with the officer being acquitted who shot Antoine Rose II. And, you know, just to digress for a minute, were the children you work with at Arsenal, did you end up needing to talk with them about that too?
Not really yet. I don't believe because I didn't ask any children if they were affected, or I don't think
they didn't bring it up. They're a little bit younger, but I know most of our programs in schools that dominated a lot of our conversation last week, and I suspect in the week ahead, too. Were there people out there, do you think, that don't believe in after-school program or need convincing? You probably saw a lot of allies. But if all we had were allies, it wouldn't be that important to do what you're doing.
That's true. I don't believe I met anyone there who didn't support after school. I could say that there's people I know who probably don't, only due to the fact that they don't want to be in school longer.
Mm-hmm. But in terms of funding, I guess if you're not in favor of after school, as a legislator, you might make yourself scarce, or you might not be that willing to share your opinion. Or I see Jocelyn nodding her head.
Yes. To say it nicely, it was very difficult to get some elected officials to agree to a meeting.
Yeah. That's surprising because you'll be voting in a couple years, and you would think there would be a lot of care for that. Why do you think after school matters generally? We know about what you're doing with Reading Warriors, but generally speaking, why does it matter?
I feel like after school matters a lot due to the fact that kids aren't in a school. Well, it's still a school environment, but not like too formal. Like kids will have to go to class in regular school. Like periodically. It's like a system, but in after school, it's more like a you choose your help when there's people there for you too. It's a way to ease out instead of being in the more like confined school setting, and feels like a safer place to be at to ask if you need anything.
I think you get a chance to experience a lot of life skills. You mentioned homework help before and reading help through the Reading Warriors program. Mm-hmm. But there's other things, you know, whether it be bicycle repair or art or podcasting, that you might not ordinarily have an opportunity to do. And what an efficient way to do it. There's a school building and caring adults that want to help.
It's exactly what I was going to say. Like, a thing I hear a lot in after school programming is just the importance of those connections that you build, those caring adults, and the more chance you get to have to be like one-on-one with that. I mean, as he's talking, he's one of those caring adults. And then he also has caring adults at his after school program for him. It's really a chance to answer, to like enhance their learning and teach social and emotional skills and build community.
Jocelyn, I don't know if you'll know the answer to this offhand, but is Allegheny County unique in how powerful its after school programs are and how plentiful they are?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have a lot more after school programming than other areas, is my understanding. And we also do a lot of work to collaborate amongst each other. So APOST, we are like an intermediary organization that helps to be the back office of those collaborations and to bring people together. So that's our main work that we do, and we have just a lot going on with that, with the One Northside After School Collaboration and the Hill Youth Partnership for Enrichment, which is HYPE, which is also after school programs coming, which NLA is a part of, and just really coming together as a community to figure out how we can serve the kids in every area and make sure that they're getting the best experiences that they can.
For us, we don't talk about it too much on the radio, but I will today. We're really pleased to have APOST in our lives here at SLB because we ascribe to the APOST quality campaign, which makes sure that standards of our work are top-notch. We go to training that is provided by APOST, and it helps us network with other after-school providers, too. So it's really a very valuable thing for us. You can learn more about APOST by going to their website. Just search on APOST and maybe Pittsburgh, and you'll be able to find them without any trouble. It looks like you're itching to say something. I have another couple of questions for you, Joel, but were you going to add something about after school?
I mean, other than the fact that, like, I support it, I didn't have anything to say.
No, I just wanted to be sure I didn't miss an opportunity. I'm curious just about you as a person. Clearly, you've got a lot of empathy and a desire to be helpful, but what do you like to do?
Well, I like to draw a lot. It's a lot. I'm like trying to figure out like what to do with that right now, at least.
And does that go back to your childhood?
Yeah. Ever since I can remember, I can vividly remember the first drawing I've done.
What was it?
It was a sketch of an eraser. But, like, I added arms, legs, eyes, and hair.
I like it. Drawing an eraser, and then you have to be careful not to erase the... Did you do it in pencil?
Yeah, of course. Can't do anything else than pencil right now.
Are you thinking about careers in graphic design or art?
We were actually talking about it earlier on our way here about, like, careers and stuff about that. And I'm not sure yet. Because I don't know about the, like, I don't know about the financial situation with any of them. But I want to make a living off of something that I enjoy to do.
Yeah, I think that's, if you said that to Jocelyn, I suspect that she encouraged you to do that. You know, when I was growing up, and I think this is still somewhat the case, I don't know. You thought of work as just something you had to do, not necessarily something you could even enjoy doing. And I think it's more important than ever than money, than, you know, status or prestige, just to find something that you like doing and that you can, you know, make a living doing. And it sounds like that's what you're thinking.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, that's what NLA is to me. Being a reading warrior already, like, I don't even see it as a job anymore. It's more like something I just, like, it feels like after school to me because that's what I do after school. And just being there is just, like, another day for me. So, and I don't really worry about the financials, even though, I mean, it's nice to have money, but as a kid, that money just usually goes.
Yeah, and who else is in your family?
I live with my mother, my sister, my three nieces, and my nephew.
You've got a lot of kids in your life, so this is something too that you sort of control things when you're with Reading Warriors. I would think you're the leader. You might be the leader at home too, although with a lot of folks that may not always be the case. I would think. What a great thing to do that you're doing. We just have a couple more minutes. Is there anything either of you would like to add? That?
So earlier we were talking a little bit about funding, and I just wanted to say, because this is something that even working in the after-school world for a while, it still blows my mind that we only have funding coming from a federal level or a national level, learning money, and the current presidential administration is looking to cut that. And so one of the reasons why we went to Harrisburg was to, again, as we do every year, ask for funding on a state level. And one of the big new things that we were asking this year was for elected officials to support a group that would, an advisory commission that would do a return on investment study so that we can really convince everyone about the importance of after-school programming and hope to get funding for it, because it's so important in our communities and we just want to make sure that the support is there on all levels. So something that our listeners could do is help to push those elected officials to support this return on investment study and to support after-school programming on a state level as well, because right now it's not happening.
It's really an amazing program, and you hear, imagine Joel. Joel's 16. And he's working with students of fifth grade and under at Arsenal to try to help them become better readers, more productive students. And that's critical. If they don't get those skills sharpened, like Joel is helping them do, that just magnifies. They get left behind further as they get older. So this all helps you become more just – I was going to say more productive, but it's not just about productivity. It helps you become a more engaged and full human being.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
Yeah, it rounds out the individual humans and also our community as well.
What we speak at NLA a lot, and like this is a consistent thing we say, is that this isn't just for this. This program's for education for the younger ones, but more than that too. More of just a better life, or like just a better way to grow up rather than just a better way to get your homework done.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can learn more about APOST by going to its website. And NLA is Neighborhood Learning Alliance. And I encourage you to consider going to its website as well to learn more about its programs. Jocelyn Inlay and Joel Casey, I want to thank you so much
for
being here with us.
Thank you for having us.